A conservation biologist at Nova Southeastern University, Mahmood Shivji, had already assisted with a dozen shark cases when federal agents called him to New York to inspect a ton of shark fins seized from a seafood exporter. The suspects insisted they were legal sharks, but investigators suspected they were actually protected great whites. Shivji agreed to take a look, but he warned the agents.
Once the shark has been caught and it's been cut up into small body parts, like fins, for example, or meat, it becomes very difficult to tell what species those body parts came from, unless you use some kind of a genetic test.
So Shivji developed a genetic test, a scientific system to distinguish among species of shark by their DNA. What he came up with was exactly what the investigators needed.
The fins from 21 different animals were all from white sharks in the possession of this fish dealer, and they were aimed for exportation to the Asian market.
Asia is where shark fin soup can sell for up to $100 a serving, and where surging Asian economies are causing demand for luxury delicacies to rise. Environmentalists say Shivji's DNA method has disproved current theories that great whites are not part of the fin food trade, and it will be a potent tool for enforcing laws and interrupting the illegal trade in sharks. Rick Stone, WXEL, Sun Sentinel 24/7 News.